for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community, the 5D Collective. Let us begin with the 5D Collective are emotionally aware, accountable, and wanting to mature, so self-regulate. And so either you have a whole inner child and you love all people, you have compersion, whether you're polyamory or monoamory, you don't have envy, jealousy, spite, resentment, revenge, all those are valid and can be there for a person who has not reparented their inner child or become a completely integrated brain and restorative embodiment of themselves. It's all possible. I'm here and can share with you how easy it is, but I did get lucky. So I have a mother who gave me a child-centric environment. I have a twin who I got to fight like a cat and dog with and learn that I'm not defective just because I'm different. Okay, so my rupture and repair practice has began since the day I was born. In fact, actually, one could say it began in the womb, because I and my twin laugh and tease about the fact that the umbilical cord was wrapped around my neck. So it was either because I moved so much, because that's what I was doing in the incubator, or she tried to suffocate me because, you know, again, we fought like cats and dogs. So this was something that we would tease about, because I was an annoying teenager. Now I'm a grown-up who knows how to keep my three-year-old to myself. And here's where we're going to talk about why moving beyond the one is not something that's going to be, oh my God, I'm dying inside. Does that mean we don't have emotions? No, we all have 6 basic human emotions. The difference is my window for my Maria emotions are of welcome. This is what I'm trying to get to. Okay, so I got lucky and I got to repair ruptures again and again and again. And Ed Tronick makes it clear that some rupture and repair actually helps to create more resiliency. Resiliency of what, you might ask? Well, you have a ventral vagal nervous system, and ventral vagal toning exercises involve yoga. I didn't need yoga. I had a twin that I got to fight with and play with. So I learned that I learned actually confrontation means nothing except for I'm playing. I learned how to recalibrate because I'm full of energy as a three-year-old, right? And my twin also. And so we're 2 children, and it was not rough playing, but it was one of the times I was, I think 5, I don't remember if it was my tooth or her tooth, but we were pulling a sock, fighting like cats and dogs, and the tooth came out. I'm just saying. And in a safe space. I do not today, or as a teenager, don't come near me with your hands. I don't want you to be aggressive. So I'm afraid of aggressiveness. I don't want it. In fact, I do not like people when they get angry, because their nervous system is in anger. It's sympathetic, and that may be wimpy. I don't give a shit, quote unquote, meaning I'm not living in the forest. I chose not to go back to the forest. I know some people want to go back to the forest. It's just making it clear. I like being in cities. I'm good with us being in the present. So FYI, 5D mystic here in the Enlightenment Soul Age Group, functional adult, woo-woo, pseudoscience, because, you know, mystic, people don't believe in us mystics. It's okay, as a person who loves researchers and academics, because I learn from them, attachment trauma information, which I bring to you, but that's why I'm pseudoscience lady, because I'm not the researcher, one. I also bring human, spiritual, and spirituality elements together, two. And my subjective experience is always tainting everything. Channeled guidance, I am still the vessel. So any person who thinks that they are not participating, it's bullshit, but I do try my best to, of course, put myself to the side. But what I'm trying to say is, unlike 4D mystics who think that they are actually subject matter people that should be put on pedestals, no, you and I are of the same cloth. We're the same energetic imprint. I mean shit to anyone who's not going to take, by the way, the channeled guidance and grow with it, which I've seen. I consistently see Pinocchios with their ears and their tails. It does not make me laugh. Okay, so moving beyond the one, you better bet it ain't hard for a divine feminine. And I'm just going to let you know, because I'm connected to source. It's an infinite energy sphere. You're connected to it too. When you get a smart divine masculine, this is the day where you become aware of, oh, wait a minute, there are smart ass men out there. Because see, for me, all my divine masculines are men. And I don't want to be disrespectful to any man, but smart means that you have emotional awareness. Excuse me, not the I will pretend to be a badass teenager attitude and deflect and treat you in a way that I will also ignore, and then I will want to walk around and call myself an actual human being. Man, that is acting in some way mature. I don't know about that. I think you're like doing movies. I don't know. Like when I watch the videos, this was a funny one. This woman, she's doing a caricature, I think what it is. Yes. But so, okay, let me take steps back. If you're a person who still believes demons are out there, please go somewhere else. I'm a 5D mystic, and I know Patrick McNamara, and I know about nightmares. I don't have nightmares, but as a mystic, I navigate the plane. So yes, the sphere of consciousness, bandwidth, beautiful. 4D stayed stuck in it. That's what 4D is going to be for. It's going to be for the Ursulas out there who are blamers, martyrs, superiors. They're all the people who don't want to do emotional work. So they're called cowardice by people like therapists who were childhood trauma survivors, Patrick Tihan, I agree with him, but I'm a different caliber because I know how easy it is for me to have emotions, and somebody who comes to me with their suffering, I know how many years of me having to listen to teenagers whine about people and then become squirrels from Cusco Land. And anytime they've become squirrels, they're now having me have to listen in my ears. And I'm imperfect and flawed like anybody else. So that's why I learned everything I needed to learn about the people who have low self-esteem when I was a teenager. Men, women, and days. And I completely did this thing, which I recently discussed with another human being. And I was very disappointed in the human being's choice because they're choosing the stereotype sentence of you're going to have to do some bad things to get to the good things. You just decided to compromise your belly body and your heart body, and you're making up some fucking lame excuse about it because you're going to say that that's how you're going to advance in life. And I'm thinking if you get enough money to feed yourself, well, you don't need to do anything quote unquote bad, mean corrupt your own inner world. But hey, I'm not in your body, so I'm not going to be the one who corrupts it. And you're going to get to live a not as beautiful life inside. But then again, Pinocchio's with tails. Let me go fuck, drink, and do drugs. And oh, I had a stressful week. That's how I'm going to unwind. Really, that's called I'm not emotionally in tune with myself. I am going to pretend to be happy versus actually learn how to get your ventral vagal toning. And then I'm going to go say, yoga brings demons out of you. Okay, sure, you have fun with your not-so-smart brain. So people who are not emotionally available to themselves, it's because they're choosing to do the shame cycle. Inner critic and inner dialogue, outer critic, let me go and say, anybody who pretends to smile is pretending, and there you go. Like people that I've met, and the ones who are drama queens and kings, you don't have emotions. You're too rational. Well, no, I have emotions. I'm just mature with them, that's all. I'm not projecting that I'm upset, my karma, my dislikes or likes. I'm not projecting my 8-year-old shit to somebody and saying that it's actually justified. I'll say, yeah, I got an ego self. What do you want? You don't like me? Okay, cool. We don't have to hang out. As a teenager, it was black and white. Every one of us who's a teenager, it's black and white. I didn't negotiate. I still don't negotiate, but I got busy in a grown-up. So the one will have only been of my interest because I was interested. This is what happens when you know always divine feminine here, not divine masculine. I love the divine masculines, but unfortunately for the divine masculine, there's this thing they have to find their way home again. Yeah, that means to their inner child. I didn't lose mine. I got lucky. Like women be groveling on the floor to get somebody to come and hang out. That's actually ridiculous. As a teenager, I noticed that and I did not move in any way, shape or form like a gravel little snake or any of that. I also accepted when I was expressing too much of my emotional plane. So, you know, when a man is not a man and they don't know how to handle passion, you know that you are not in the presence of what is a divine masculine. Just saying, because they have no emotional in tune. Yeah, I would say there's not even a let me take and be an emotional lifter. And that's where Patrick Tihan, as he says, emotional lifting is really, really, really hard for people who have trauma. And I'm not denying it. Actually, I've seen attachment avoidant women say, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to journal and meditate. I'm going to just stay with this feeling of defectiveness and keep on being an avoidant. And I'm going to create a group because now there are groups that are saying that avoidants are selfish. So now I'm going to take it personally and I'm going to create a group so that we can be a pathology. This is the way I'm going to interpret it. So that's not expanding. Those are people who are all limiting based on, I don't want to do the work. I don't want to work with my repairing. I want to whine about it. It is what it is. So 4D, 3D is out there for people who don't want to work their ventral vagal toning. They're not inspiring their human potential. Nope, they're just going around doing videos of how the people that smile the most are the most depressed, because that's what any person has told me when I'm smiling and I'm like, you know, I'm not going to bother really, because you can think whatever the fuck you want about my own inner world. I know what I'm feeling when I get sad, and it's an emotion. The person who's actually exaggerating it by deciding to apply a word to it, that is a word that comes from the therapist that would only be applicable if I felt that for myself, is the other individual who does not have a good relationship with their emotional plane. See, this is the part of where I'm actually respectfully declining to engage in what is already an ego that is being in my space. Disrespectful, to say the least, and that I learned as a teenager. Oh no, Maria. No, I'm right, you're wrong. Really, you can be right about you. You ain't fucking right about me, but I don't wanna argue, because you know what? I do know Blessed are those who believe without seeing, and I can't prove to you my heart or my brain, and I really don't want to in any way, shape, or form have anything to do with ignorant people who, by the way, don't know anything about emotions, because obviously emotions are hard for you. Oh, I'm so sorry. Go to therapy and get better. That's what I have to say to anybody who is in 2024. There's therapists. As a person who's attachment trauma-informed for personal development, I'm here knowing when I spot somebody who needs therapy, okay, we can keep doing work together, but therapy is something you would want to look into because you have a window of tolerance and your clinical dissociation and structural dissociation isn't going to be something great for you. They don't like to hear that. No, I want to go drink, fucking do drugs and re-traumatize myself, Marie. I want to keep leading myself in a codependent type relationship, trauma bonded, but come to you for tarot card readings. This is what a divine feminine gets to quote unquote put up with. You know why we put up with it? Because you're not going to leave some poor human being who's dying inside, who's going to just live the hangover Mean Girls movie. There's no reason for me to kick them anywhere, quote unquote. That's mean. So whenever I see somebody, I got rid of an energy vampire. Look how I'm tolerating all these people around me. I didn't learn anything from anyone. Anybody? Teenager? Yeah, I remember being a teenager. So what did I do? It's not really true. We all give each other something. Now, I remember also as a grown-up being presented with the same equation. And when I was told that, I was like, well, okay, it's true. And then I thought about it, though, a little bit more. And I'm like, well, you know, people who have envy, jealousy, spite, and basically they're going to project to you things that are, how can I break it down? When you wish that I'm unhappy, that is quite, I don't have anything to say about it because I'm so used to people thinking that people pretend that it's more of like this routine background noise. Okay, so on that note, what I'm trying to get at is a mature, emotionally speaking human being will not actually keep on a scale what is petty, small energy. So my biggest thought is anyone who has petty, small energy can actually do what is called good therapy with EMDR, child parts work, and somatics. They can reparent themselves. And as Patrick Tiahan points out, it's not a one-time thing. You're going to keep on doing it until you've completely reparented. I don't need to reparent. My inner child is right here because I did not get fear-mongered and I don't have this hopelessness when it comes to emotions or sensitivity. The word doesn't mean anything to my nervous system because I'm a restorative embodied self. And because I worked through a bunch of energy body expansions throughout the past years since, 27 years old, 44, okay, do the math, okay? So it's not because of sitting down, and actually already at 16. Now that's when you begin working with the charges, because we all have the charged states. So my fight, not leading. No, I'm a grown-up. I'm leading my way. And so less emotionally attuned people, they will react with denial, defensiveness, and they justify their emotional reactions. It's called maladaptive child behavior. So you will know that when you move beyond the one, for anybody who is in a 5D mystic plane, I'm going to look to the past. No passion, clown face, no passion, clown face, no passion, clown face. Oh, but wait a minute. They need a good therapist. You know what? I'm so sorry. I hope they get good therapy. That's it. That's what's going to happen. And then when we got the vindictive squirrels that are women, because I have shared with women, I don't share with the women who get vindictive. They are quite bitter, and that is quite unfortunate. And then they want to taint our stories with that, and that's not kind. Because while I can share that it's quite, you know, quite the deal to have to put up with clown faces. Because, you know, when you are, it's more like, wow, I really thought you had it in you to be an emotionally, mentally smart person because you're talking from your mouth like you know shit and I believed you. Too bad, so sad that you don't have any capacity. No, you can have the capacity to be emotionally aware and not bring your mood. And oh yes, you can also have the capacity to notice how you're being a bit of a person who lacks reciprocity and that you are lacking the acknowledgement of feelings, because the minute you walk away is the minute that you're out of your defense mode all by yourself and you're reflecting. Yeah, once you've self-reflected is the minute that you can say, you know what, did I really acknowledge another human being's depth of emotional experience? But if you don't give a shit because you watch movies and think that you're badass attitude seems legit because you're going to follow some fucking stereotype about men not being emotional. Well, I got news for you. It's not about smarts. It's literally you're ignoring what makes you human, which is you are a mammal and you have feelings and so does another human being. So the attitude is actually maladaptive because on YouTube, just go YouTube, all those teenagers, they completely are Pinocchios. Ears, tails, and they got Peter Pans. And what's even more interesting is some of these people, they did go to college. And I'm laughing right now because I don't overestimate human beings' brain. My brain is not that smart, people. I can assimilate information because I'm using my ears and I care. So I want to read to you something because this is where moving beyond the one, as I did get to, it's thanks to my twin flames. You can thank all of them and moving into polyamory because they're always going to be my twin flames. This doesn't change. That we will not have things to share. Yeah, that's different. That's because the minute that you show me that you're intellectually, emotionally unavailable to yourself, I'm going to find myself bored out of my mind. No, I'm going to find myself, it's good. I got friend zones. Yes. Oh, look, they're pretending everything's fine. Oh, thank goodness. I don't have to deal with them. So this is what it feels like once you realize that somebody's being a buffoon and whatever they do, they don't realize it because they don't awaken to their inner child. This is the part. Unless they begin therapy of some sort, and then they're like, oh, wow, I did all this shit. Maybe I should go and, you know, reach out to this human being. Or you know how many cowards there are out there? It's really sad. I have all the compassion in the world, but the reality is I'm pretty sure they don't have compassion. And the story I was telling you before, so this person who basically said every human being gives each other something. They were defending their partner, who is a person who gets very mean when they're upset and they're envious and jealous and spiteful. And they're a friend of mine and I love them. I already knew because I have a good radar because that's what a restorative embodiment is, but also I accept people for who they are. And I learned as a teenager that all these teenagers didn't know that they have an ego self. So I'm like, I do, I'm imperfect, I'm flawed. And they seem to not notice that they are too. So I just grew up and I still am that person who you're going to be in my friend circle. I'm not going to ditch you because you got a teenage attitude. I'm used to squirrels, Cuscos, you name it. You don't mean anything dangerous to me because I'm not at war. Your actual mannerisms don't mean anything to me because I'm not looking for your approval. I'm enjoying your company. And when you get into your teenage attitude, I will learn your pattern because that's all you are. You're not even your own authentic self. You're just a version of yourself. That, again, I learned in years and years to just, you know, we're all going to be ourselves. I just thought 4D wouldn't stay stuck. My gosh, they really got me, you know. The 3D I knew a little bit because that's a lot harder. But 4D, I still am like, wow, because they're all blamers and martyrs. They got this cross they're bearing. They think they're special and anointed. And they then go treat people like shit. And they want to talk about Jesus. And when I see them on screen or anywhere and they're with venom in their mouth, let me read. There's nothing to say except for they really need to get good therapy, but they don't want it because their angry circuit makes them think that their clairs tell them everything and that they know the truth. Here is Kelly Wilson, PhD. If a person is spending so much emotional capital on hating someone, there's a longing that is equally potent. And that is how much that person's love might have meant to you. So left unchecked, resentment can swiftly take root and grow into chronic bitterness, anger, even hatred. There are people that have stuff like this going on, which is why the energy of venom, poison, yeah, it's basically, it's more like, wow, hope they get good therapy. I don't want to be in their body right now or their mind. And then you got Patrick Tiahan, who reminds people of their inner dialogue as a childhood. He's a childhood trauma survivor, healed and healing therapist. And he knows what it's like to work through the inner dialogue and to get freaked out with the bullshit that comes out of your mouth. But it's not just bullshit. It's scary, upset. And that's where rumination is. So if a person wants their inner well-being, they will learn about rumination. They will not make it into a big deal or a small deal because they're going to work with a good therapist. That's because they care about working out of the grief that comes, the defectiveness, not, you know what, because the therapist said that I was doing a good job, I'm not going to continue going. Because why would I pay you $180 if I'm already doing a good job? You sound like a teenager who didn't understand the depth of the conversation, but maybe you had a bad therapist that didn't really give it to you. Hey, you got hell in your body. You can get out of it. it's going to be walking out a ladder, number one. Number two, if you don't consistently do it, you're not going to make it all the way back to your inner child. Number three, it's going to be tiresome because, yes, all these emotions, it's a window of tolerance. So there's a whole way that a good therapist can explain to the procedure. Now, they are all different. As I've learned from some of the great therapists out there, I consider them great, some might not, but my point is anytime they're trying to say how to try and help somebody to keep coming in, the truth is you're not going to. And the truth is every human being's embodied brain is looking to return home to the self. So they reminded me recently in one of my most updated courses, this was on dissociation, that we don't have to do anything because the body of people are bringing them back. It's very challenging for those of us who know inner well-being to watch people torture themselves, but then to see fucking the attitude. I mean, really, I didn't like teenagers when I was a teenager. And as a grown-up, I just learned how to understand, thanks to my courses, how to just, it's nothing. So when you do personal development, I don't kid around. This is why whenever somebody asks me anything, I don't kid around. I am not going to joke. I'm not going to abbreviate. I'm not going to make it less serious. I'm going to keep on letting you know all the details. If you get bored, then you can go be Pinocchio and that's yours. I'm not going to perpetuate what is a half of a life. And here's why I'm so honored to bring spirituality, spiritual and human, because the spirituality gets completely confused. So I know that the ears that want to hear what I'm going to say, spirituality is when you go beyond the meaning of the solo self, not you channeling God and yelling in the screen and thinking you're some special gift from somewhere. That's you in a structural dissociation, maybe even complete clinical dissociation, and you need a therapist, because when you're yelling in a screen and you're chaotic, or you're talking about shadow and you're using these identifiers, these words as identifiers, you are in rumination. You are in a biochemistry of fear. You are not using your prefrontal cortex. Your amygdala is all over it. This is what education does when you care. You know how to repeat information, but you know what I get? I don't believe it. It sounds too, okay, well, go take courses, please. Oh, no, you don't. You're going to go drink, fuck, do drugs, and what else? Are you going to go hang out with crappy people? Go, sure, have fun with that. Don't involve me. I will not be coming. So here's the thing about adaptive children that are maladaptive, but they're the codependent type. They're the 4D group. There's going to be 4D, 3D. So I know that I'm going to continue to get to physically master equanimity with people. And that's where I will choose my time wisely, and I will not be around low-vibing people. But you can better bet anytime I see some people that are less emotionally attuned and they don't seem to give a shit about what other people that they're deciding they want to be around. So what I'm trying to get to is I'm a divine feminine, and so I'm easily going to be able to share my time, but I have been given the gift of having good divine feminine and good divine masculines around me. And so what I know is that there are people who do emotional lifting and awareness, and they don't pretend. And I'm going to talk about the divine masculine, because that's what my episode here is about. When you move beyond the one, it's because you will have met people who are emotionally unavailable. They're not in tune with themselves, and you learn how to always be able and treat any person. They're all human. Pacha, say you got a heart. I got a heart. It's okay. You don't need to be healthy self-worth. You can do your codependent, martyr, superior, whatever it is. It's not going to destabilize me. I'm going to learn how to become more and more quantumous, unflappable, and lovable, because every quote-unquote rupture or splinter, I repair it here in my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mother. I know how to share a three-year-old floor, because your life, not mine, your body, not mine, your brain, not mine. I don't know why I'm still wondering. I'm not. So a woman who's using the brain, I ain't wondering shit. The minute you start walking like a drunk human being, I'm going to try and, hey, are you okay? Yeah, no, yes, okay, I'll figure it out. And so I'm going to move beyond it, not by thinking that I died somewhere. I'm going to know I didn't die anywhere. I am actively, and it's not protection. Rejection's protection. All these little words that people who don't know how to just say, life happens. dealing with the unknowns, uncertainties, unwanteds. It's your right mode of the brain. With your left mode, the chit-chatter, your mindset is everything. People don't think about it, so they let their little verbal thing, inner critic, outer critic, I'm going to criticize, I'm on else's journey. I don't know that I have an ego self. Yes, I do. I didn't like something. Okay, Maria, well, you didn't like it. Let's put it to the side. It doesn't matter what you like or don't like. You're sharing the floor. This is what a three-year-old knows how to do. Again, I got lucky. I got to share a floor and have fun with it and process those emotions. So repair, 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 repair. And that's as easy as it gets. When making decisions, the best decision ever will be the one you feel is right for you and your future. As a divine feminine, feeling is everything. So here's what happens. Once you know of people who do emotional lifting, am I going to want to hang out with envious, jealous, spiteful, low self-esteem, backstabbing assholes who don't know how to grow up and they actually think they're doing somebody some favors, but the reality is, not really sure they're doing many favors. I mean, we're all doing each other favors, but intellectually they're not. Okay, so here's the deal. You cannot expect of yourself to know any better than what you know at the moment you are making a decision, especially if you have not lived an experience that has taught you differently. I have a lovely experience. I have an intellectually, emotionally, and physically mature divine masculine. And intellectually, he adds every single time, and it's been like on a roll. So after a certain amount of time, you look into the past, you're like, yeah, there is not that one thing, because, you know, twin flames, it's a special bond, we get that part, soulmates, same thing goes. So for my oversoul, I'm a mystic. Again, they have a special place. They won't ever just be friends. These are not just friends. These are people that are always going to be on inside here. That doesn't change. But when you meet oversoul member, because they're always going to be part of your oversoul, by the way, for a mystic at least, it's, intellectual value. Now, I'm going to think, 24 hours, they give me intellectual, emotional, and physical value versus they give me no intellectual value, emotional immaturity, physically, whatever. They show up whenever they want to. Let me think, who am I going to show? Oh, polyamory, by the way, here, solo. So we share time. So we are our own safe haven, secure bases, and we basically build secure connections, which is everything that I got to do thanks to all of my twin flames as they consistently made their choices while I made my choices. And talking always happens. Functional adults talk to people, and even if they deflect or whatever they do, it doesn't matter. We're not being, I didn't hear you. No, whenever you will have told me something, I will hear you. So if I say you're the one for me and you say, no, you're not, I'm like, okay. Now, whether you acknowledged my emotional plane or not, that's where I know it's my own responsibility. I mean, it is my own heart. So, of course, I'm not going to come and overwhelm you. Or maybe I will. And when you say you're too much, you're exaggerating, which has been told to me, by the way. And unlike people who don't have emotional maturity and their coaches and on screen, they get teary-eyed because they get told that they're intense, intimidating, and too much. I don't have that reaction because, again, as a teenager, I knew what that meant. You're confident, and I'm not. So for me, it's, oh, wow, you have what again? Did you say that you want me to call you? Sure, I'm going to be quiet, which is what I do. So the minute that I'm like presented with what I know is not in any way, shape, or form, I'm not. If you can't say something nice, say nothing. And I learned this very easily, might I add, as soon as I began knowing how to just shut up. Because Shiva, you know, it's nothing. It's not my body. I don't need to do anything. That's because I got taught, thanks, Mom, how to leave it alone. Who does for themselves, does for three. This is an Italian saying. So I remember because I would always be in somebody's business. I'd get told again and again, see, we are creatures of habit. But we need to be told to, and then it works really great for you. I got told how to mind my own business, and to this day, I'm my own business. So what I was trying to also get at is it does make a difference what my time and who I use it with. But I will always honor, of course, the time of people. So while low self-esteem human beings, they have poor embodiment of self, like the person who defended their partner, who actually this partner, literally in moments where I was going through emotional stuff. This is a friend of mine. There were very not nice words spoken when my cat went missing. It was, oh, he's dead. And I like had lost my cat that same day. And I was like, what the hell? If I had been anything but what I am, totally, I punched you probably in the face. But I didn't. I just thought, well, this is not something I wasn't surprised about because she's like this. And the other thing was, this other thing was happening. And she's like, you know, you can't be unavailable to me. You have to stay available to me. At least she spoke it to my face. But my point is, this human being who defended her is just like any other person who defends what are codependent people. They're codependent with each other. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. In fact, he didn't like that I had quote-unquote influence, which I didn't want to have any kind of influence, but he noticed that when I and her talked, that she would have, of course, we're friends, but he didn't like it. Why? Because he wants to be the only one who can tell her what to do, right? So codependent, yes, these are the people who have relationships and they depend on each other. You don't tell me how to do anything. I, in fact, will consult with you if I find that I want to hear what you have to say. And usually it's because I actually know that you might add value. And I said might. So here's what happens once you meet a person who consistently adds value. Thank you, Divine Masculine. I think I know my one and only, for now, at least for sure, Divine Masculine, who has an intellect that is just mind-blowing in the best of ways because, oh, by the way, differences, they're necessary. If I don't get the other side of coin, how the fuck am I going to see the whole? So I'm also smart enough to know that I don't have all the answers to anything, and I definitely have a perspective that is skewed because I'm a Divine Feminine. It's not going to be genius science here. I go from the heart to the mind. And I'm always seeing the infinite potential of your inner child. I need somebody who says, hey, wait, let me pull you back and show you something different. Or even, hey, wait a minute, here's how shame can be helpful. So the Divine Masculine helps to strengthen, by the way, my own Divine Masculine, because the mind is the Divine Masculine with the left and right mode. It's integration of the brain. That's how I break it to you. Okay, so intellectually, right now, I'm saying academically. It doesn't mean they're in an academia. It means they assimilate information because they're interested in it, because they care about humanity and people, not because they're trying to prove themselves. They're not a teenager. We got a teenager. I knew I was right. Remember, I told you. So I've had that. I told you I would be right. That's, no, you didn't. I'm just going to shut my mouth right now because I got a Cusco in town. You don't know what you're using right now, except for I do. You're using your adaptive child. Which means you're a 16-year-old with a 3-year-old and you still haven't learned to man up or woman up in your brain. So you don't have emotional awareness and you don't know that you're a 3-year-old. In fact, here I'm going to share a story. I was with my friends, we were chit-chatting, and this dude randomly decided that he wanted to pop in and share his opinion. And my friends, they're like, what the fuck, you know? Oh, and I said, yeah, well, he's, you know, teenagers. It's like an ego. I've had this happen to me before, and it happens online, and it happens anywhere. And the reality is we all can do it. I know I would do it. This is what I'm saying. A 3-year-old is what we all are. If you get that teenager out of the room, you're going to be a grown-up about it. And a grown-up, though, is intellectually, emotionally, and physically participant because of being a person who is completely conscious, and it is the most amazing of journeys to live your life in the day-to-day from your prefrontal cortex. Okay, so there's not something like, oh, sensational. This is where those who live the biochemistry of fear, which is their sympathetic, which is a that whole roller coaster. Okay, so people who still use their body that way are in modulated, embodied self-experiences. They are the only ones who can be motivated to move into restorative embodiment, which a person who says that it's boring doesn't have any idea what they're talking about. They haven't been in their higher social engagement system long enough to savor the difference. And so that's all I'm going to say about all of these different topics. And I want to move into more of just, you know, moving beyond that concept of the one, monoamory, polyamory. But when you have emotionally aware men, women, and theys, they're also intellectually aware when they're doing what they do, reading material, assimilating it, participating in conversations, and not to gossip, and not because they're going to use stereotypes or generalizations, but they're analytical, meaning the analysis and them bringing together different pieces of information is because they're looking to the bigger picture. Now, they can be focused on their own country or their own society, meaning that they're not looking at a global scale. I'm always looking not only at a global scale, but at personal development. So when I come here, we only remember this is personal development. I have to remind myself to share that. So my focus is to support you to be yourself, your inner child, as a grown up. I'm already there. Okay, and that's number one. So you would know your focus and your attention. And that's also why it's important to come and share that when we're conversing, because like I and my divine masculine, we always did that, but that's because they noticed and I noticed. And so as we did a tango, we learned our love language, because you caring about speaking is a love language. Attention is one of the highest forms of love. So if you and I are using each other's time, we're sharing focused attention. This is what is also part of what builds romantic love. It's focused attention, and then you're creating attachment, secure attachment. You move into more than a year of a bond that says, I'm safe to be me, you're safe to be you. It's called safe haven, secure base. I'm here to support you emotionally. If you need me, I'm here to, and you continue to build that. And that's creating for sure a secure connection. Doesn't have to be romantic, but it can be the sex drive, obviously, or that component is what will lead a securely built connection to potentially transform into something romantic. And that is definitely different than when we want to talk about, so the oversoul and twin flames and soulmates. How can I explain this one? So I'm just going to do this way. When it comes to the twin flame, it's because you'll instinctively know, and that's what stays, that's it. So you don't have any confusion. Like I said, you can move beyond concepts and you know expanding consciousness if you're a divine feminine and the 5D mystic. So you are an inner child of yourself as a grown-up. If you're on Elsa's journey, then they're the ones who are complaining about obsessive thinking, about tragedy, about them dying inside. And I have all the compassion in the world, and I have a word, it's called therapy. Patrick Tiahan for childhood trauma stuff, or Terry Real for a couple stuff. Go work with those people. You're going to be happy. But don't bring to the IHP, at least, you know, no, emotions are hard. Yeah, emotions are hard. The people who find it hard, they go and work on their window of tolerance. Otherwise, you're going to just use the, no, we're all fucked up, aren't we? No, we're not. Nobody's fucked up. If there's unfinished business, it's called trauma. There's actual academics who explain all about how you can get out of the unfucked, quote unquote. So the sentences that people use to cop out of doing emotional lifting, basically, they choose cowardice, Cusco land. They choose to, I'm going to go around hurting people, bleeding all over the place. This is not something that is satisfactory. There's enough people out there. I offer my services. You want it for free? I'll do it for free, but you need to commit. If you're not going to commit, then no, don't come near me. You know, that's the part, because I do know what it takes. It takes your motivation, not mine, to get out of what is a not regulated nervous system, because dysfunction, you didn't choose it. Your 0-1-year-old didn't choose to have an attachment wound. But now there's enough information out there that explains to you. So the idea that people don't know what's going on is one bullshit. But they're going to be unaware until they get some form of education. So when I see codependent people, I'm on my own business, one. Except for when I get called into the mix. And if I get called into the mix, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to look to use the best words I can to explain to you what's going on. And then I notice when you're going to ignore me and you're not going to really talk about it anyways, because you're not really wanting to do work to get out of it. So when people are bringing to us, the ones of us who are emotionally, mentally, and physically mature, their limited consciousness, I don't have to tolerate. This is very egoic. And I'm a healthy, self-worth person. I'm not better than anybody else. Nobody's better than me. But I know what I bring to the table. I bring to you a direct communicator who has a lot of interests. And I am a positive person. I have no interest in your negativity, not even a little bit. And I don't want to participate in it because I love humanity. I'm not a misanthropist. I love men. I love women. I love theys. I love all. You don't like it? Good for you. I'm going to be who I am. And so learning how to just say, I don't participate in any of this shittiness is not hard to do. Now, when people don't listen to us, that's because they want you to be a part of their herd. This is called enmeshment. I have had the honor to get to Oh, yes, I still have the honor to deal with that one. And that one is why we get to, thank you, Sadhguru, put into practice getting poked and smiling. So I get to go to my lovely nervous system and differentiate, thank you, Daniel Siegel, and say, remember, you're me. You are in your higher social engagement system, and then you link and you create a we. So the part that I want to share is moving beyond the concept of the one, not challenging, moving into polyamory, amazing, might I add. I knew the minute I got my twin flame too that I loved more than one person, because they're not just random people, and that's never going to be just random people. In fact, for as much as twin flame too, I had to cut them and say, no, you need to stop. I always know that they are not just a random friend. So their words were true. Unlike others who are just friends to me, because we had a moment and we shared whatever, that's it. And I've told that to them and they don't accept that they're just friends to me. And so the men that have made it clear that they would want more, we're not gonna see each other because you just told me that you didn't hear what I said. I said you're a friend and you didn't like that I friend zoned you. It doesn't matter what you like. Not to mention these men are not in polyamory relationships, but even if they were, I am uninterested. And so when you know what you want, you know what you want. And authenticity is number one on the table. Number two, if you don't hear me, and I've repeated myself three times, I know you didn't hear me. And now that I am also attachment trauma informed, I know that you're not going to hear me. And I'm not going to be participating in any type of, again, that would put me in an awkward situation. And I'm a 4'9" woman. So that's using your brain. So when we're around women who are low self-esteem, I've learned and keep learning how to differentiate, not make it personal. Thank you, Sadhguru. Bringing in that spirituality. Come on in, Daniel Siegel. Integration of the brain. I'm given always the opportunity to repair, meaning to work with my ventral vagal toning and do personal development. This is what the inner growth mindset and you being an emotionally available, and having compersion. So I don't compete with other people. No one can be me. And if my men or man doesn't know that nobody can be him, well, I can't grow confidence for you. I actually will then be like, wow, okay, I will feel the small energy. It's not something I'm happy to share, but the minute that you don't have self-confidence, now I know I got a child in the room and I didn't sign up to be a parent. That's why people go to Terry Real, and he says people marry their unfinished business. I don't have unfinished business to bring to you. I have a grown woman to bring to you. And if you don't know what you're about, well, again, I'm not going to be tending to your low self-esteem because it's your nervous system, not mine. And really, again, you're not even there for the reasons of I enjoy you. Now I know that you are insecure and that I need to reassure you. And I know that that's not going to work because you are the only one who can delight in yourself. And your inner child is your 0-1-year-old and your 3-year-old. And if you keep defending all these other human beings that treated you like shit or whatever it is that's going on, or you have resentment in your brain, however it is, your inner dialogue, and you don't know how to even bring it to me, it's just like, no, you know what? Go have fun with somebody who has unfinished business, and there you go. That's what I have to say about people who are not emotionally aware or in tune, which is why an empowered woman is always happy if we get friend zoned, because that means we don't have to actually talk about anything, because I have met so many people overall that don't know about their ego self since I was a teenager again. And they've lied to the face of me, behind the back, et tu, Brute. And of course, those moments were really, really fascinating. Yes, because I thought I had people with balls. That's the part. If I were only a humongous giant, I would say, hey, let me come tell you something. You don't have balls. The truth is, I was saved. My intellect was saved because I'm small. And if I was big, all those men that I, throughout the years, will have realized they didn't have balls because they want me to also call them smart. And the thing that drives me nuts is you're not smart. If you were smart, then you'd be emotionally capacitating yourself. Obviously, you're a moron. You're a teenage moron underneath the bed, like the Sadhguru quote about people underneath the bed. Now, again, I want to thank you, Kali, for coming in. Attachment trauma informed. I have all the compassion in the world because I do know nobody chooses to have attachment wounds. But what I see online, Pinocchios with Peter Pans, I'm going to keep my attachment avoidant. I'm going to, all these little groupies. Yeah, what the hell are you doing with information? And lastly, when I get told by people who compromise their soul by choice, you know, don't you think you should leverage trending topics? Did you not just hear that I'm trying to actually make a difference, not become part of the groups? Yeah, but you would get more visibility. I'm not doing it for visibility. That's the whole point, is I'm doing it to create awareness of things, not visibility. And so you are either a person who chooses honesty over money or not. And you know the beauty of being in 5D mystic plane. Ah, yes, the whole hell thing. Nobody is doing anything because of getting some little prize. Does somebody still need a star? When I see the 4D mystics, I shut my mouth like I'm doing right now. It's the left mode. I will remember we are part of the same cloth. So people who are 4D, 3D, there's what's called dysregulated and modulated embodied self individuals. In order for you to get out of your shame cycle, it requires your participation. If you're not ready to do emotional lifting and you choose cowardice, you're going to be a Cusco squirrel and whatnot. Okay, so people who are in that, they're not part of our 5D community. They're not going to want to work with us because they don't want to have honest communication, okay? This is not a race and it's not a competition. When I get passionate, because there are plenty of people that waste my time. But this is a lie, because we waste each other's time if we really need to bring it down to that. What it is people who have low self-esteem, their dysfunctional nervous system, it is dysfunctional. They're in a fight response. Their inner dialogue is nasty. They have petty behavior. They actually enjoy attracting petty behavior, and then they want people from their herd to be a part of it. And so that's why I am still and will be for the entirety of my life getting to master consistently the physical component, my mental, emotional, and physical. They all come together. So as you move into your enlightenment soul age group, it's because you move into your integrated brain, restorative embodiment. You'll feel it. Your inner child is there. Your grown up is there. You're leading the way. So what I'm going to say is I love my divine masculine, adds value all the time. If I could have that human being always with me, I would be 3 million times better because they add to my intellect in addition to emotion and physical, and it's enjoyable. And intellect to me is important. I am so fascinated by all concepts, but not in stereotype limited conversations like this dude who's like, I chose to do the compromise of my soul. And he's actually backing his story up. Oh, and I'm looking at him and I said, you know, you just gave up your value body, right? And you're giving up your heart body. Yes, this is a 27-year-old man. No, but you know, it's not a bad thing. I said, I understand what you're saying. I'm saying you compromised. You chose to compromise your soul. For what? What are you going to do? Make 30 million? What is it? So you choosing money over your own inner world, that's a choice. It's not about hell or not hell. The person who does something like that, what they don't understand is they're not allowing their inner world to be a part of this. The minute you have compromised, I choose to do something that I consider bad, you're telling me you gave up on yourself. And that's not good or bad. You didn't have the capacity to choose to emotionally continue to work with your heart and stay open and say, I'm going to commit in a certain way, joy from within. Life is hard, and it's not really hard. It's hard for the people that are in a war zone. It's life isn't hard if you work with the unknowns, uncertainties, unwanted, your right mode and left mode. If you do ventral vagal toning, if you stop using the word life is hard, if you stop using the little inner dialogue bullshit sentences of I'm going to have to compromise. I remember learning about what that meant as I went through my choosing what I was going to do for college. I was not and did not. In fact, no, I'm not going to compromise anything. I will choose poverty over compromise. And this is where it's not about honor in the way people think. It is because that feels right. And here's where. So moving beyond the one, very much interesting when it happens, moving into polyamory as well for me personally. And then being able to have a comparison of how it feels to make a decision of how am I going to use my time? I'm going to use it with people who add value 360 to me. Obviously, this is the part of where we don't live in a quote-unquote perfect world, so we can't always be around the people that we enjoy the most, and that's actually something I also know, because we're meant to mix and mingle with all people. That's what helps us to keep on expanding consciousness, and that is the beauty of a herd, Manny, Sid, Diego. So all people add value to each other, but thanks to my divine masculine, I know who adds more value to me. And it's because they make me a better person intellectually, emotionally, of course, but intellectually is what I have to this day the lack of. And that's because the people who are emotionally immature, they don't know how to have an intellectual expansion, which involves, by the way, the bigger picture. Because the bigger picture is spirituality is when you are leading beyond the solo self. You have meaning beyond the solo self, which the divine masculine has when they have their own divine feminine on, which is what I'm talking about. And that's why their intellect is one with academics. This is not bullshit shit. And actually, even popular conversations, they're able to translate and make them something that works to bring bigger. So yeah, a divine masculine will be able to think like a divine feminine. They just come at it, like I said, from a different angle, which I will know, and any one of you who is a mature person will know, which is why the intellectual stimuli and what it brings to you will be consistently something you notice again and again and again. There's nothing but value when you have the one that is your complementary energy, in this case divine feminine, divine masculine. That's not in any way, shape or form related to those gender stereotypes, but as we close on out, I saw this guy. He helps men, and this one man wrote him about how can I get my woman to get out of her masculine energy and more into her feminine energy. And he starts by saying, I don't believe in this masculine energy and feminine energy, but what I can tell you is to support her, because her masculine energy is to protect her. So people think masculine, feminine is about the physical protection. So while yes, masculine is a protector type energy and feminine is a nurturer, you have both like I do. And the only way a masculine would be protective is actually if they're soft with their feminine. So a woman who's demonstrating a masculine in a defensive way, yes, she is in a 0-1-year-old who is defending herself because she was not accepted in the way that her 0-1-year-old and 3-year-old wanted. And a man in her life, in this case, could do the supporting. But really what would help is that they become both self-aware of their inner child, and then they become aware of growing up and getting their 0-1-year-old for them to be their own safe haven. When I get panic attacks, I self-regulate. It's not a competition. I'm expressing what one human being can do. When I smile, I'm always happy. That doesn't mean I don't have sadness. Sadness, though, to me, is not about it being hard. And so the way you feel about things is important. What people hear mostly with emotions are people who don't have a window of welcome for them. I have a window of welcome. A divine feminine is connected to the sphere of consciousness, a 5D mystic, because we don't have a body that is human that weighs us down. We don't have trauma charges because we process with our left and right mode. When emotions come up, we don't suppress them. We don't make a big deal. We're not in our limbic system. You're using your prefrontal cortex. That's a physiological state of compassion. Insula lights up, the amygdala, the temporal junction, which is where you relate to things with the past, but you don't use the past to taint anything, which is why I'm not a cynical woman who's online being like, oh, my twin flames, I'm so unhappy. No, every time I've seen that I've gotten to be in any relationship, it's great. Moving forward, it's great again. And whatever was in depth and is in depth, great. It's part of being a human. That's the whole point. Moving to my prefrontal cortex, that's the easy part. So for some of us, life is not hard. There's no rock on me. It's because emotions are not laundry. That's because ventral vagal toning is easy for those of us who have done it our entire lives. I raise my hand. And if you want to do it, you can do it too. It begins with being emotionally aware, accountable, and then you learn to get in tune with you. And if you have child charge parts, you understand that's going to take time. If you have attachment wounds, that's going to take time. If you have abuse or neglect, it's going to take time. What you need, though, is psych education of the shame cycle, inner critic, outer critic, the drugging, the fucking, the drinking, and any of that self-soothing shit that people do. Hangover movie, horrible, Mean Girls, and yet we got Pinocchios walking around with their tails and ears and twisting their eyes and then hanging out with low self-esteem people and bringing it the way of emotionally mature people, which is where, again, I get to practice unconditional love. And then I get to remember you cannot always have the special people. They're all special, but some are more special because they add all value, always. Oh, and they have your back, by the way. They don't backstab you. Yeah, so this is what you find out about healthy self-worth. Divine masculines, they can tell you to your face, I think you're a piece of shit. That's so nice, thank you. Can we talk about it? Because I'd love to talk about it, you know, because I'm okay with being an evil bitch or an evil witch, but I'd love to have the conversation. That way we could just decide if we want to agree to disagree, by the way. So it's nice when people actually have the capacity to tell you what they think, because they're like, I won't lie. Why should I lie? And that's when you know that somebody is not gonna behind the back, because if they have an issue with you, they're going to tell you to your face, which is, again, something reassuring. No, it's something that an emotionally mature woman can say. We always do direct communication. In fact, I never understood why people had such a hard time being themselves. Now I know. Their inner child. Thank you to the great therapist. As long as you got a shame cycle, you don't know how to become a grown-up yet. And if you say, I don't want to do personal development, that's another way. Oh, but no, Marie, all stereotypes are true and mindset means nothing. Okay, bye. See you later, alligators. And so we'll be back with more. If you have any questions, let me know. Have a wonderful day.